AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Here comes another hurricane for Florida.
Milton is expected to make landfall on the west coast of Florida. Current estimates are Wednesday.
Governor Ron DeSantis urging people to get their homes ready and stock up on supplies less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene ravaged the west coast of the state and went on to damage several others. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says both the west coast and east coast of Florida could see damage from Hurricane Milton's wind and rain.
The potential for life-threatening storm surge inundation, dangerous hurricane force winds along both coasts of Florida and even across portions of the peninsula as the storm is expected to maintain hurricane intensity as it moves across Florida.
The current forecast has Hurricane Milton reaching the Tampa area Wednesday. Meanwhile, the recovery effort continues from Hurricane Helene, which has killed at least 227 people. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell speaks out against politically based misinformation about the storm's response and the use of FEMA resources.
Just plain false. This kind of rhetoric is not helpful to people.
She spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. With the anniversary of the Hamas October 7th attack on Israel, there are new Israeli strikes in Gaza. Here's our Karen Chamas.
Palestinian officials have said that an Israeli strike on a mosque in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 19 people as Israel intensified its bombardment of northern Gaza and southern Beirut.
Pope Francis today prayed for peace. There are worries about U.S. housing shortages, with an estimated 220,000 affordable units going off the market in about 5 years. The AP Top 25 College Football Poll puts Texas back on top. This is AP News. Not funny for the Joker.
I'm Margie Zaraletta with an entertainment update.
You should see it out there. Going crazy for you.
The highly anticipated sequel to the Joker movie debuted with $40 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates, about half of what it was expected to earn. Critics were divided on it. Audiences gave it a D on CinemaScore and a half star out of five on Post-Track.
We don't talk anymore.
Musician Charlie Puth plays Charlie Puth on the Roku series The Charlie Puth Show. While it's a comical version of his life, Puth says he's a funny guy.
I kind of am. All the time. I'm hilarious. I don't even feel like I'm acting on the show. I'm just acting like myself.
Actor Keanu Reeves made his debut as a professional auto racer on Saturday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He spun into the grass halfway through but was uninjured. Reeves finished 25th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.